You met in Galesburg Thursday to talk about Amtrak. What was the purpose of this get-together?
Well, a couple of things. This was not necessarily a political statement that we were making. It was about all of us coming together, one voice. We had the mayor of Monmouth, the mayor of Galesburg, the mayor of Quincy, myself, along with Representative Don Moffitt, who's long been an advocate for passenger rail in the area, Representative Doreen Hammond, and, of course, Senator Sullivan was the one that kind of spearheaded this press conference at the Amtrak station there in Galesburg. It really was about us coming together, as often we have over our time together with Amtrak first coming into existence over 40 years ago in 1971. Anybody in Macomb would remember that we have long been an advocate for passenger rail here in the Midwest. And on the national level, we know that what we get, what we benefit from here in Macomb is part of a national rail system. We know that our efforts need to be heard in many places, not the least of which would be Springfield and Washington, D.C., when there's any type of discussion or ongoing conversation about Amtrak funding. And I don't think you could not be in tune with the happenings over the last year. We took our message to Washington earlier this year when federal funding was at risk. We believe we were heard. Of course, there's the debate that continues in the national news regarding certain aspects of Amtrak funding, you know, potentially being cut in the future. We just want to make sure that we're being heard with one voice here, and that was the purpose of us gathering there in Galesburg, all of us united, bipartisan support for Amtrak.
Why now, though? I mean, why was it decided you needed to get this message out now?
Well, I think that, again, anybody that's paying attention at the national level knows that the federal government is in dire straits. They're looking for opportunities, and maybe rightly so in many cases, to cut funding, whether it's the whether it's the Congress or it's whether it's the executive branch. We understand that the needs are great at the federal level, and at any given time, funding for any program is under scrutiny. We want to make sure that we're getting the message out that, for example, Amtrak nationally is having a record year for ridership. This will likely be a record-breaking year for ridership on the local subsidized trains, the downstate trains that include both the Illinois Zephyr and the Carl Sandburg that come through Macomb. Ridership here is up about 4% trending over last year, which would again be a near record-setting year for ridership. Over the last 5 years, we have seen near 90% increase in ridership here on our local line. My comments yesterday were, we believe Amtrak is hitting its stride finally after 40 years, combination of things, gas prices obviously, a movement by a very young component in our culture that the 17 to 21-year-olds who seem to be not so enamored with automobiles and are looking for mass transit as a viable alternative from getting point A to point B. We see that as it relates to our trains here, that it is critical that we have these trains in place to support students wanting to come to Western Illinois University. That was a consistent theme that we all mentioned yesterday, the connection between rail and getting students to any number of institutions of higher learning in the state of Illinois, not the least of which is it's a direct impact on us marketing Western Illinois University to students and having that as a marketing component that we have access to Macomb via rail. And you know as well as I do the transition over the last several years, particularly with the addition of the Carl Sandburg line in 2006, it is something that we have said many times here. When I say we, the chamber, the MADCO, the mayor's office has said many times that we now have a viable round-trip service that's scheduled to and from the metropolitan area on a daily basis that would allow someone potentially to live in Macomb and do business in the city and commute with very little inconvenience other than it would probably be a long day. It is a very viable aspect that we are trying to market.
Someone could also live in Chicago and come to Macomb for the day to do some business and go back.
That's exactly right. those day trips. We are working through a coalition that Representative Moffitt first got together earlier this summer. We've met twice, and that is the exact premise of that coalition, to expand marketing capabilities along this corridor, particularly from Princeton south to Quincy, and really sell this corridor as an opportunity for business and recreation components. We would encourage, for example, folks on the square to really look at the marketing possibilities of bringing people down from Chicago for a day trip, if nothing else, and looking at that as an expanded market opportunity for them. Obviously, if we can get them to stay here longer, we have an excellent intermodal connection through the new transfer facility that is adjacent to the Amtrak depot. And we, in some respects, are a model for other communities in that we have that intermodal connection established, and we're wanting to expand upon it and market it.
You mentioned the concerns with federal funding. The in-state routes are supported by the state of Illinois, which is also facing some pretty extreme financial challenges. Are there any concerns about Illinois perhaps having to cut back on its financial commitment?
Well, you know, you hit it right on the head. Things are somewhat volatile in Springfield. We continue at the state level to struggle with funding cuts in many areas that had oftentimes been politically safe, shall we say. But at this point, there's no reason to suspect that Amtrak is guaranteed. In the same vein, we don't want to scream the sky is falling, because we've not heard any specific conversations about state funding, state subsidies for these downstate lines to go away. I think that's one thing that you could take away from our press conference yesterday, is that we had both bipartisan and both houses of the legislature represented yesterday, and Senator Sullivan and the two state representatives. There is bipartisan support. There's support for Amtrak in both chambers of the legislature, and I think that's the message we continue to send, is that together, speaking as one voice, we will be heard on this, and we'll make sure that the message gets out about how critically important to economic development and essentially the lifeblood of our community is oftentimes connected with our ability to have passenger rail service here.
You mentioned the mayor of Monmouth was there. The line that runs through Macomb does not stop in Monmouth. Do they have other lines that stop in Monmouth? Do you know?
No, they don't. In my estimation, Mayor Davies and I have developed a relationship since I've been in office. We share a great deal of things in common with Monmouth. We share the commonality of U.S. 67, Illinois 110. We share the commonality of both being homes to institutions of higher education, as well as with Galesburg and Knox College and Monmouth College. The proximity of Monmouth to either Macomb or Galesburg as Amtrak connections, it was just important to show that even though there's no direct connection in Monmouth, they certainly utilize and benefit from Amtrak service either in Macomb or Galesburg. And I think Mayor Davies wouldn't want to speak for him, but believe that he wanted to make sure that he was, no pun intended, on board with this proposal as well, and speak to his support and the community's support in Monmouth for Amtrak.
I think that pun was intended.
Possibly.
But I guess the question would be, do you think communities near Amtrak communities benefit also in some way?
Most certainly. You know, one of the comments I made yesterday and how it relates to economic development for the city of Macomb is that as a mayor, and I'm sure that anyone who's observant, could go by the train depot or the long-term Amtrak parking at the transfer facility and see cars with license plates from Iowa and Missouri there. What that tells me is those people are coming in our community to utilize a service. It would be naive in some cases to think that while they were here, they didn't avail themselves of some other opportunities to support our economy, whether that was getting a tank of gas or having a meal while they were either coming in or going out of town. I think those are all prospects that we have to realize and embrace and encourage. And again, I would say that to some of our local business folks, that's a market out there we need to be making sure that we're addressing and making the best of relationships there.
So you all held this event yesterday to try and, you know, make sure everyone understands how important Amtrak is to you. Do you see other Amtrak communities doing the same thing? So it's not just this little corner of the state that's trying to get that message out there?
We know that's a good question. I'm not not aware of it. We do have a constant relationship with Midwest High Speed Rail here in Macomb. As you may have noted in the press release, the chairman of the board of Amtrak was also present at this press conference yesterday, and many folks in the community would be familiar with him, Mr. Tom Carper. He also enlightened us to other goings on with Amtrak across the state. Later next month, I believe October 19th, there's a scheduled testing of high-speed rail between St. Louis and Chicago. A certain portion of the track is up and running. That will be an important component as we continue to emphasize, not only in the state of Illinois, but across the nation, the viable importance of Amtrak as a reliable transportation system. You know, but we can be honest, Amtrak has probably taken its fair share of hits in the last couple of decades about on-time performance and reliability. That's all changing. It's changing across the nation. We enjoy a great deal of a reliability here with our two trains every day. And what the message that at the federal level they're trying to get out, even though that we're only talking about, when I say we, this coalition of folks, we're only talking about a section of railway that goes from downstate Quincy, Illinois, to a major hub in Chicago. The possibilities from that exist that you could get on a train in Macomb and through a connection in Chicago, go to Dearborn, Michigan, go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, go out to Washington, D.C., and I think sometimes we forget about those possibilities. And the other thing that was stressed yesterday is that the federal government has a long history of subsidizing transportation in this country, whether it be the federal highway system, whether it be the support for aviation, or a number of other subsidies to transportation. Amtrak should really be no different. And I think that was a message that we tried to get out yesterday as things percolate across Illinois and out in Washington about where budgets need to be cut and how they need to be cut. We just want to make sure that we're heard.
All right. Do you know how long Macomb has had Amtrak service? Has it been since the start?
Since its inception in 1971. There was actually, prior to Amtrak, there were a number of passenger trains that came through Macomb.
Sure.
However, as passenger rail seemed to decline in the late 1950s and 1960s, with the resurgence of the interstate highway system, those trains became less reliable and, unfortunately, were utilized less frequently. That was their demise. Since its inception, though, the Illinois Zephyr has been a component in the Amtrak system since 1971.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome, Rich. Thank you.